Then the Day of Atonement. It's a sixth feast we celebrate. The ancient Israelite, you know, this is found in Leviticus 16. 16 and found in Leviticus 25, 26 to 32. To make an atonement is to make restitutions for wrong committed. You know, it's a day of humility and repentance before God. You know, a time for Jews to examine, get their consciences clean. You know, get their lives living right, you know. There's a sacrifice of animals. There's one day when a high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, where God dwelt, you know. But he couldn't offer more than the, you know, the annual payment for sins. You know, there was, but hiding in plain sight, one guy put it, was the one who could atone for our sins permanently. They could never atone for our sins permanently. They could cover that with the sacrifices and with the scapegoat that was turned loose, carried the sins of the people to wander. But in Hebrews 9:12, it speaks about the one who could be, you know, the final sacrifice, who could enter the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest could enter once a year. He could freely enter it because he was a perfect sacrificial lamb, you know. So in the sacrifice, they sacrificed bulls and they sacrificed goats. You know, it was a thanks offering, but it was a scapegoat that took their sins. That's spoken about in Leviticus 16:10. The scapegoat carried all the sins of Israel. It was sent into the wilderness, you know. And Jesus, you know, was sent out of the city bearing all our burdens, was sacrificed outside the city. He speaks about that in the Gospels, you know, and it speaks, he himself is a sacrifice that atones for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of the world. It's found in 1 John 2:2. So the Day of Atonement is no longer necessary because Christ paid the final sin, paid the final sacrifice for our sins.